सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम् सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रयविनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नमः.
So in our last session we have seen chapter number 20 of canto 3. So a question was asked by Vidur to Maitreya. Who is Maitreya? Maitreya is guru of Vidur, and he was appointed by whom? Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna told Uddhav that Vidur will come to you for knowledge of self. Don't give him the knowledge of self. Tell him, go to me. So Vidur has gone to Maitri and he has asked questions, many questions, and Maitri has replied also. In chapter 20 of Canto 3, we find he asked questions about how the creation came into existence. What is the sequence of that? And one by one, he is telling. Maitri is telling. So first of all, he said, he created five types of avidya. We know avidya, ignorance, only one. But here in the Bhagavad, we find detailed five types of avidya. What is that avidya? One is the tamisra. Tamisra means anger. Anger. Andha tamisra means fear of death. So these are all created by Brahmaji. So if we get angry, who is the culprit? He created anger. Tamisra. Then andha tamisra is abhinivesh. Abhinivesh means the fear of death. Then tamah. Tamah means ignorance of self. Self is with all of us, but we are ignorant about it. Who created? Who covered it? Brahmaji. In this page, is Canto 3, Chapter 20. I am giving the summary of Chapter 20, then we come verse by verse to 21. We have covered chapter 20 in our previous session. Okay, so tamisra, andha tamisra, tama, tama means.
English.
I am in verse number 18, you know. In verse number 18, these five types of avidyas are said. So, tamisra, anger, andha tamisra, that means abhinivesh, the fear of death, tamah, ignorance, moha. Moha means attachment. Attachment to the body. We think body is self. Attachment to the body. And mahatama, attachment to the all OET, object, emotions and thought of. So these five type of things, the identifications with the body and the attachment to the world, these are all created by Brahmaji. Okay, the next creation came, it is said, Yaksha and Rakshas came. When he thought about these five types of avidya, then he himself was feeling miserable and he left that thought. It is said he left that body. Living body means living thought. That thought came and he left that thought, and that thought was taken by Yaksha and Rakshasa. So Yaksha and Rakshasa came into existence. Then Brahmaji, with his Sattvagun, he created Devataj also. Devataj also he created. Then from the thighs of Brahmaji came the Asura. Asura, desirous of all, Kama. And they ran after Brahmaji for copulation. And Brahmaji ran to Hari, and that whole story we have seen earlier. But before coming, creating all this thing, there was no creation. That means Sattva, Rajas, Tamo, Gun was in equilibrium state. There was no disturbance. Maitreya Ji is saying, why the creation came into existence? Many times we ask this question. Kyun banaya Bhagwan ne? He is giving me a sorrow, 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 always sorrow. Why he created? What is the cause of creation? So it is said three things are there. So one you all know very clearly. When our prarabdha fructifies means whatever actions we have done which has not given result to us, when they fructify, then the creation come into existence. Then there is a disturbance between Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. When there is a disturbance between Sattva, Rajas and Tamas, the creation will come into existence. Okay. Second was Kaal, time was there. The first is the prarabdha of Jiva. Second is the time. Time is essential factor. Why time is essential factor? There is always a difference between the action and fruit of action. Fruit of action can come only after action is done. It can come immediately after 1 second, or it can come after many lives also. So Kaal, the time factor. And the third thing is that karma phal data, the giver of fruit of action. So Mahavishnu was also present there. So before creation, three factors were there which created disturbance in the equilibrium of Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. One is the fructification of prarabdha of jiva, time, and Lord Karmaphal Data. Three things were there. And after that, Mahatattva came. Mahatattva. And from Mahatattva came Ahankar and all that. That was there. And now we are seeing after this Asur, what else came? It is said after that he created Gandharva and Apsara. Who are the Gandharva? Celestial beings. Singers of the higher loka, they are called Gandharva. There are Manushya Gandharva and Deva Gandharva. Manushya Gandharva, Pramila Ji. Deva Gandharva, celestial beings. Once he went to Uttarkashi, and from there you go to Gangotri. So sometimes you see some lights column moving, you know, on the mountains at distance. And the sadhu said, these are all the Gandharvas, they are going. Gandharvas going. So there is Dev Gandharva. And Manushya Gandharva and Dev Gandharva, you know that their joy is also a different type of joy. Whatever joy we get, Manushya Gandharva get much more joy, 100 times more than that. And Dev Gandharva, even 100 times more than Manushya Gandharva. This is how in the Taittiriya Upanishad it is said. So he created Gandharva, Apsara. Apsara also you know. And after that, Brahmaji created Bhuta Pisach. So Bhut and Pisach is there. Why they are there? To give us sorrow, to give us misery. The Bhut Pisach is also there. Then he created Sadhyagan and Pitrigan. Sadhyagan means celestial being. Pitrigan in the Pitarlok. Pitrigan he also created. Then he created Siddha and Vidyadhar. Siddha, those who are become accomplished. Vidyadhar, who has got the Vidya? Vidyadhar and Siddha. Then he created Kinnar and Kimpurus. Who is Kinnar? I told all these things. Who is Kinnar? Who is Kimpurus? Kinnar is the neutral gender.
Oh, yeah. Kinnar.
Kinnar. Kinnar. So that is also creation of Lord.
Kimpurus also na purusha.
And who is Kimpurus? Kimpurus is that boy, a being, a mystic being, whose head is human, but the body is horse. We have not seen such being, but it is a mystical. So Kimpurus also he created.
This is different.
And then after that he created sarp, snakes and cobras, nag also. Then from his mind he created Manu. And when he was in the tap state of yoga, tap, at that time he created rishis and gave them samadhi, yoga, aishwarya, tap, vidya, vairagya. This is said in verse number 53 of chapter 20. So this much we have seen in our earlier class. So today we'll start chapter 21. Vidurji is asking. Again, question.
Atha ekavinsho dhyayah.
Vidurubacha.
I will read.
Swayam.
No, actually, he is that unis.
I know. I mean, we have no.
Because they repeated, now that is why.
Swayambhuvasya cha manurvamsaha parama sampataha kathya tam bhagarama bhagavan yatra maithune naidhire prajaha.
Swayambhuvasya cha manurvamsaha. Manurvamsaha, dynasty of Manu. Swayambhu Manu, you tell me about the dynasty of Manu. Parama sammata. Param means most. Sammat means respected, esteemed. The Manu Vansa is most respected and esteemed. Please tell me about the Manu Vansa. Kathyatam, please describe Bhagavan. Bhagavan, to whom he is addressing? Vidur is telling to whom Bhagavan? To Maitri. Or for him, Maitri is Bhagavan. Yatra, in which Maitunera idhare praja. Maitune is the union of male and female. It is from the Swayambhu Manu. The creation started by the union of male and female. Earlier, all those which we have seen in chapter 20, there was no male and female union. That is why I started the chapter 20 preamble I am given you. Everything created by Brahmaji. There was no female factor there. So, Rishigan, Bhut Pisaj, Yaksha Rakshas, Kinnar, Kimpurus, Asur, Nag, Sarpa, these all are created by Brahmaji. Now from Swayambhu Manu, it is coming male and female union. You know the birth, are there are four types of birth. What are those? Swedaj. Swedaj means moisture. So on the moisture you will find sometimes?
Lice.
Then? Udvij. Udvij means from the earth. Udvij. Then third is andaj, from eggs. And the fourth is jarayu. Jarayu. Praja means progeny. O Bhagwan, great one, describe to us the famous line of Swayambhu Manu, which as distinguished from the earlier creation was not on the basis of male and female. has the characteristics of feature of multiplication by sexual reproduction. Earlier srishti was manas srishti. Only by thinking everything came. Earlier I told you, Brahmaji thought and he left that thought. All was manas srishti. Now it is coming, the jarayus. Acha. Vidur was not interested in the lineage of other people. He is specifically asking Swayambhu Manu. Why so? Because
human
kings. No, because many kings will be born by this process. Bhagwan Ram is going to come. Bhagwan Krishna is going to come. Again, by the union of male and female, they are coming. And they are great and people are great king. Why they are great? Because they have protected their subject by giving them spiritual knowledge. So it is one of the duty of the king to protect their subject by providing and giving them the spiritual knowledge. So one of the duty of the king. Since that was there in that lineage in Swayambhu Manu Vansa, therefore Vidur is asking. Vidur is interested in spiritual knowledge. Therefore he is asking, please tell me about the Swayambhu Manu.
प्रियव्रत उत्तान पादौ सुतौ स्वायंभुवस्य वै यथा धर्मं युगपतुः सप्तद्वीपवतिं महिम
प्रियव्रत उत्तान पादौ प्रियव्रत उत्तान पाद देव द टू सन्स ऑफ स्वायंभु मनु उत्तान पाद सुतौ सुतम सन्स टू सन्स स्वायंभुवस्य वै वै मीन्स मनु टू सन्स वेयर दैट वाज अर्लियर आल्सो सेड That he has two sons, Priyabrat and Uttanapad. Yathadharmam, according to dharmam, religion, principles. Jugupatu means rule. So what dharma, what principles they followed, ruling the earth. What earth, how much earth they were ruling? Saptadipavatim mahim, the earth with the saptadipa. Seven dvipas. So Uttanapad and Priyavrat ruled earth having seven dvipa. Okay, now you like to know what are the seven dvipas. It is Asia, Europe, Africa, America, Australia, North and South Poles. Whole earth was ruled by Uttanapad and Priyavrat. So Bhagavatam deals with the important rulers kings like Priyavrat, Uttanapad, Ramchandra, Yudhishthir. They were pious kings and their activities are worth hearing. So we learn many things about the spirituality through their activities. Next.
Tasavai dvita brahman devahuti tivishruta patni prajapate rukta kardamasya tvayanagha.
Tasya means same Swayambhu Manu, tasya. Vai indeed duhita. Duhita means daughter. Duhita daughter. So there was, he had two sons and duhita daughter. Brahman devhuti iti vishruta. Brahman, O Brahman, O Maitreji, we know that he had one daughter also, her name was Devhuti. Vishruta was known. She was known as Devhuti Patni. She was the wife of Prajapate Rukta Kardamasya, Kardam, Rishi. And he was Prajapati. Prajapati means the Lord of Being. Prajapati. Tvaya Anagha. You told me earlier, Tvaya Anagha means sinless. Sinless. Why Maitri is sinless? Vidur is saying, Maitri ji, you are sinless. You see, whenever a person becomes a realized person, there is no more vasanas left, no more papa left for him. Khatam ho gaya uska. So he is a Maitri is anaga. Anaga means sinless. So his daughter Devuti, O Brahman, O Anaga, has been spoken by you as spouse of Sage Kardam Prajapati. Please tell me about that also. Devuti means what? Who calls all Devta inside her is Devuti. Who calls all Devta inside her is Devuti. She invited all Devtas. So what that means? It is the nature of the intellect. It's how intellectual she was. That she chose to invite Devtas only. Devtas only means what? Sattvic, Sattvagun. Sattvagun, inviting Sattvagun. So here the description is about the Swayambhu Manu. This is the first Manu. And when we do the puja sankalpa, which Manu's name we take? Vaivasvata Manu. It is the seventh Manu going on. Iske pehle chhe Manu aa gaye. He is the seventh Manu. You see, 14 Manu comes in one day of life of Brahma of 12 hours. So, 12 ghanta of Brahmaji is one day. In one day, 14 Manu will come. How much is 12 hours? 1000 Chaturyug is... Oh, big calculation. So, if you do it... 71 Chaturyuga. After 71 point something will come. If you divide 1000 by 14, 1000 divided by 14, it will be 71 dot something will come. That means 71 Chaturyuga. Chaturyuga means what? Satyug, Treta, Dwapar and so one Chaturyuga is equal to 43,20,000 years. One Chaturyuga is 40. Multiplied by 71 times. And how much is our life? 100 years. How much is the Manu's life? 71 Chaturyuga. Okay, next.
Tasyam Savai Mahayogi. Yuktayam yoga lakshanaihi sasarjakatida viryam tanme shushru savevada.
Tasyam, tasyam in her devuti. Sa kardam, vai in fact, mahayogi. Kardam was mahayogi. There is one yogi, another is mahayogi. Mahayogi. Yuktayam yoga lakshanai, endowed with yukta lakshanai. Devahuti also had the yoga lakshan. And Kardam was Mahayogi. Mahayogi. Sasarja propagated Katida, how many times? Viryam, offsprings. So how many offsprings were there from Kardam and Devahuti? Devahuti, the wife of Kardam Rishi. Tanme, please narrate me. Susrave Vada, please tell me, I am eager to listen about that. So I want to know who are the offsprings of Kardam and Devuti. How many issues did that great yogi beget through that princess who was endowed with the eight limbs of yoga? You see, here the word comes as Yog Lachanai. Yog Lachanai is the Devuti had that characteristics or the qualification of yoga with eight lakshans. What are those eight lakshans? Yam niyam, asan, pranayam, pratyahar, dharana, dhyan, samadhi. So these lakshans, these characteristics, these qualities, Devuti had. That was the qualification of Devuti. Please tell me, I am keen to hear it. So Vidur is inquiring about Kardam and Devuti. They were very advanced in Ashtanga Yoga. Kardam is Mahayogi. And Devuti is also Yogi. Yogi means she has covered Ashtanga Yoga. After covering Ashtanga Yoga, then there are other 8 perfectional stages which are called Yoga Siddhi. After Dharana, Dhyana, Samadhi, 8 step ho gaya. Then after that there are 8 more perfectional stages to reach to stage of Mahayogi. Mahayogi. So Kardam Vaj, Mahayogi. So Dobhiti Vaj Yoga Lachan, she was advanced in the yoga. So after attaining perfection, Kardam desired to marry. Before that he maintained Brahmacharya. You see, after becoming Mahayogi, Kardam will desire to marry. Acha, why he desire? Because Brahmaji, his father, has said, go and create Srishti. This is the order of father, he has to follow. He has to follow. But before getting that knowledge, he was Brahmacharya. When he became Mahayogi, after that he desired to marry. So till that stage he was Brahmachari. So spiritual knowledge, how can you get the spiritual knowledge? In Brahmacharya. You have to be Brahmachari. Okay. So spiritual knowledge is attained by following the Brahmacharya. One cannot have both at a time. Sense enjoyment and the spiritual knowledge. Dono chahiye mere ko. Aisa nahi hoga. Even if you see when we went to Sandipani, there also you are caught up with the whole world. Then you are given that knowledge. Otherwise not possible. I want to know about what has happened, who has won the election and this and that. Or who died. During that 2 years course, we were totally cut up from the world. No newspaper, no internet. Even the phones for the children, those who are they took Brahmacharya, phones were also taken away. No phones. Once a week, they were allowed 5 minutes to talk to their family, parents, that's all. Totally cut off.
Ruchiryo Bhagavan Brahman. Dakshō vā brahmana sutah yathā sasarja bhūtāni labdvā bhāryām ca mānavīm.
Ruchi, Bhagavān, Brahman, Daksha. So Ruchi and Daksha, they were also Prajapati. Ruchi and Daksha, Bhagavān, Brahmana sutah, they are the sutah. Sutah means son of Brahmāji. Brahmāji. So they all were created early. They were all Manas Putra. Ruchi and Daksha. Yatha Sasarja. In what way Sasarja means generated? Bhutani. Bhutani is offspring. Labdha Bharyam cha Manavim. Labdha after getting Bharya, wife. Bharya cha Manavim. Daughter of Swayambhumanu. Satrupa.
So now Manu is also called Brahmaji's santan only, or what is it?
So Brahmaji created, when the, you see the manasik creation, it cannot create anything. When we do anything, a manasik kalpana, to usse srishti nahi, you cannot create anything. So Brahmaji saw that the manasik srishti, first came the 4 kumaras. Sanak, Sanandan, Sanatan, Sanat Kumaraj. He asked them, chalo bhai, aage badao, srishti karo. Well, nahi. Nahi karenge hum. No, then after that, Brahmaji got angry. When he ended, from there come the Rudras. Rudra aaye to phir wo sab srishti golmal kar diya. Whatever Brahmaji has created, they started destroying. The Brahmaji called them, you come here and you start meditating. Stop. They all followed. All Rudragan came back and started in the meditation. Then uske baad mein, then he created 10 sages. including Narad. So out of 10, 9 got married to Devuti daughters. 9 daughters are going to come. Ye aage wali baat abhi nahi poocho. They are going to marry these 9 daughters. Narad ji ke. Sab aayenge. To haan. To Narad ji jo hai, he didn't get married. And not only that, he did not attend any other marriage also. Chalo. So, Ruchi Bhagavan Brahmadacho, Va Brahmana Sutta, Yatha Sada Bhutani Labdha Bharyam Manavi. Please tell me, O Bhagavan, Great One, how did Ruchi and Daksha, both Prajapati, Lord of created beings, both son of Brahma, proceed to multiply creation, having obtained Manu's daughter, Akuti and Prasuti as wives? Daksha, dekho, yahan par aage aaya hai aapka. चैप्टर 12 के अंदर आया है मरीचि अत्रि अंगिरा पुलस्त पुलह कृतु भृगु वशिष्ठ दक्ष एंड नारद दिस 10 वेयर मानस सो ब्रह्मा जी इज ऑल्सो नोन एज प्रजापति लॉर्ड ऑफ क्रिएटेड बीइंग अदर्स आर ऑल्सो लॉर्ड ऑफ क्रिएटेड बीइंग So his some of the sons are also known as Prajapati, like Swayambhu Manu, he is also Prajapati. So Ruchi married Akuti and Daksha married Prasuti. It's going to come later. Now Maitriji is going to answer the question. The question asked by Vidurji about the Swayambhu Manu, I want to know about that lineage.
Maitreya Uvacha Prajasrijeti Bhagavan कर्दमो ब्रह्मनोदितः सरस्वत्याम तपस्तेपे सहस्रानाम समादश
प्रजाः चिल्ड्रन सी द इट इज प्लुरल एक बच्चा नहीं प्रजाः अभी क्या है हम दो आगे तक हम दो हमारे दो आफ्टर दैट द कांसेप्ट के हम दो हमारा एक Now the concept is हम दो हमारा कोई नहीं हमारा कोई नहीं Nowadays children they don't want वो कौन झंझट लेगा Now here it is a प्रजा सृजेति बिगेट children भगवान ओ वर्सिपुल कर्दमो कर्दम means ओ कर्दम कर्दम ऋषि ब्रह्मनो उदित है उदित means commanded ब्रह्मा जी commanded कर्दम now you should get children फिर क्या किया उन्होंने स्वर सत्याम ऑन द बैंक ऑफ रिवर सरस्वती तपह तेपे ही प्रैक्टिस पेनेंस तप किया उन्होंने हाउ लॉन्ग सहस्रा नाम समादशा 10,000 ईयर्स फादर कमांडेड चलो भाई यू बिकम फादर नाउ सो फॉर बिकमिंग फादर यू हैव टू गेट मैरिड For getting married, first we did tapas for 10,000 years. Why tapas is needed? And what do we do before getting married? It is said, it took 10,000 years for Kardam to attain perfection. Commanded by Brahma, Praja Srijeti beget children. Bhagwan Kardam practiced penance on the bank of river Saraswati for a period of 10,000 years. Kardam did not get married immediately. It should be noted. Brahmaji said, get married. But he didn't do that. 10,000 years he meditated. He did the tapas, saved the energy, then married so that the children were very powerful. He saved the energy so that the children are very powerful. Valmiki Muni practiced meditation for 60,000 years. 60,000 years. Kardam took 10,000. Valmiki took 60,000 years. Yoga requires long time of practice. Lifespan at that time was 100,000 years. We are talking about Satyuga. People used to live 100,000 years. Then you can practice 10,000 years or 60,000 years. So how can we get yoga in 15 minutes or 7 days camp in on meditation? People want meditation 7 days. Jaldi batao. We want yoga, dhyan yoga. Don't ask us to do anything about what is written in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3, chapter 4, chapter 5. Chapter 6 is dhyan yoga. Oh, sidha pehle ho hi padhao. We want yoga first.
In Hindi Gita now dhyan yoga is that.
So in Kali Yuga, what is the way of salvation is the Naam Japa. The other day Bajaj was also telling you in the Vishnu Sahasranam. Vishnu Sahasranam Japa or Shiv Sahasranam, Lalita Sahasranam. That is the way of salvation. Japa.
Tatas samadhi yuktena kriya yogena kardamaha samprapede harim bhaktya prapanna varadashusham.
Tatah, in that tap. So kardam did tapas for 10,000 years. In that tapas samadhi yuktena, in trance, kriya yogena, by kriya yoga. There is a method of kriya yoga also, na? Have you heard kriya yoga? Kriya yoga, they meditate on the chakras. It's called Kriya Yoga. So what he did Kriya Yoga. Kriya Yoga, na? Kardamaha, samprapede, he served whom? Harim. Lord Hari, he meditated on Lord Hari, and bhaktya, bhakta means in bhakti, prapanna, prapanna means he surrendered. The first thing is the surrender. You have to surrender to Lord, and you have to serve him. Varda susam, bestower of the blessings. So Hari is, who is Hari? Is the bestower of blessing. Whatever you want, he will give you. Whether you want a material thing or a spiritual thing, he will give you. So for 10,000 years, he did the tapas in trance with devotion. So during that period of tap, the sage Kardam, by worship through devotional service in trance, propitiated Sri Hari, who is a quick bestower of all blessings upon those who flee to him for protection. So first you have to surrender, and then after that you have to serve. So yoga should be practiced by bhakti. One who constantly remembers Lord is also a yogi. One who constantly remembers Lord also is a yogi. This is for all of us. Acha, how can we constantly remember Lord? You cannot chant Vishnu Sahasranam 24 hours. Once a while or every morning you can chant once. Can you do it 24 hours? Not possible. So how should I remember Lord 24 hours? To do all actions for his happiness, then automatically by backdoor he enters in your mind. Whether my Lord is happy or not, my Lord is happy or not, my Lord is happy or not. Therefore in Bhagavad Gita it is said, ye tu sarvani karmani mai sanyasya matparaha. Ye tu sarvani karmani, not one action. Early morning I will do the puja and after that khatam. Sarvani karmani, all actions, karmani, mai sanyasya, it is for my happiness, mat paraha, and he is devoted to me. Ananya eva yogena mam dhyayante upasate tesam samudurta mrityu sansar sagarat. Chapter 12 of Bhagavad Gita. If you do that, the Lord promises that, tesam, to that devotee, aham samudurta, I take him out from the, where? Mrityu sansar sagarat. This is Mrityu Sansar. Mrityu Sansar means ocean of change. This is a sagar. It's continuously changing. So we all are subject in the cycle of birth and death. Janma, mrityu, janma, mrityu, janma, mrityu. Who can take us out? Bhagwan. How? If I take the name of the Lord, then it will happen. And then, and in another place in chapter 7 of Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Mam ye prapadante mayam etam tarantite. Whosoever surrenders to me, whosoever surrenders to me, then I take him out. So surrender is the first thing. Without surrender, it will not happen. Tarantite. Samprapede harim means kardamji satisfy Lord by kriya yoga. Practice bhakti by hearing, chanting and remembering. Remembering is also meditation because it is sajatiya vritti prabaha. Have you heard this word? Sajatiya vritti prabaha. Continuously thinking about the Lord. Next.
Tavat prasanno bhagavan pushkarakshakrite yuge darshayamasatam kshattah Shabdam Brahma Dadat Vapuhu.
Tavat, tavat then. After meditation of 10,000 years, prasanna, prasanna means Lord became pleased. Mera bhakta hai, is thinking about me continuously for 10,000 years. Tapa, he did tapas. Tapas means what? What is the definition of tapas? Manascha indriyanam ekagram paramam tapa, mana and indriyam. Ekagram, making single pointed. Kardam made it single pointed. He was thinking about Lord Hari. For how long? 10,000 years. Then Bhagwan Puskar Achya, Puskar Achya. Puskar Achya means lotus eye. Puskar means lotus. Achya means eye. Lotus eyed Bhagwan, he became very happy. What was the yuga? What was the time? Krite yuge. It was Satyug. It was Satyug at that time. Krite yuge. Darsyamasa. He showed. He came in front of Kardam Rishi. Darsyamasam tam. In front of tam means Kardam. In front of Kardam he came. Chata o vidur. In what form? Sabdam Brahma Dadat Bapu. He took a transcendental form which is known through Sabda Brahma, through Ved. Sabda Brahma is Ved. Sabda Brahma means the Ved. Ved are all words. Through the words, we reach that Brahman. So that Brahman is known through Ved. That Brahman has taken a transcendental form with lotus eye. He came in front of Kardam Rishi. When? In Satyug. How? He meditated on him for 10,000 years. So if we also meditate, then we can also get darshan of Lord. So pleased with his tapa, the lotus eye Sri Hari showed himself to him at the beginning of the Satyug in a form consisting of his own divine essence, which is known only by the divine word, the Veda. Why is it known by Veda only, not other literature? Because that Brahman is Atindriya. Atindriya means you cannot grasp it with your mind and organs of perception. Atindriya. Atindriya vishaya Veda Pramana. It is said the means of knowledge to know about the Brahman or like Swarga. Swarga is also Atindriya. Swarg kaisa hai, kaha hai, we don't know. You go only after death. And nobody comes back after death and goes, hey, I have visited it like this and this. No. So where will you get the description of Swarga? Atindra vishya Veda Pramana, Ved will tell. Akhandanand Maharaj says, one Pandit was Acharya of Naya Vyakran Vedant. He did puja 1 crore sibling. Imagine, think. Akhandanand Maharaj is quoting while explaining this verse that there was a Pandit who worshipped 1 crore shivling, 1 crore shivlings. I hope you know what is 1 crore. 10 millions. 1 crore shivling. And he was chanting Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya. A thought came to his mind that I have studied that the words and its meaning are one and same. Word and its meaning is always together, na? Like if you say cat, cat means the form and the, or the meaning and the word is the same. So I am saying Shivaya, 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 Shivaya. Nothing is happening. Kya hua? Mera sadhana theek hua ki nahi kiya? I have so much worship of Lord Shiva. Then Shiva, Shiva appeared, you know. He was just thinking that Shastri is untrue, you know. I am chanting for so long and nothing is happening. Lord Shiva with his Trishul came in front of him. So thus the words have the power to present the tattva. So sabda purifies the mind also. Kardam attained success by meditation for 10,000 years. Not possible in Kali Yuga when the life is only 100 years. Ab if somebody wants to do, start Kriya Yoga and meditation and want to do in 100 years, you can't complete it. In Bhagavatam, you see many things are said which are not practical in Kali Yuga. You have to understand the time, related time. People nowadays in Kali Yuga questions, how he can do 10,000 years meditation? Absurd. It's not absurd. In Satyuga, their lifespan was 100,000 years. So they could do 10,000 years, 60,000 years. But in 100 years, we can't do that, the same thing, no? It's not possible. Kardam actually saw the eternal, blissful and transcendental form of Lord. After 10,000 years, he saw the form of Lord.
Satam virajam markavam sita padmot palasrajam snigdha neela lakavrata vastrabjam virajombaram.
Now Kardam's vision of Lord and his prayer is from verse number 9 to verse number 21. His prayer to Lord. Sa means Kardam, Tam, him means Lord, Hari. How is Hari? Virajam. Virajam is pure, not contaminated by any material things. Virajam. Arkabham. As effulgent as sun. Ark means sun. As effulgent as sun. Sit means while. Padma, lotus. Utpal means water lilies. Srajam means garland. Now Lord Hari appeared with a garland on his neck made of lotus and water lilies. Snigdha, slick, neelam, black, alaka means locks of hairs, alaka, black hairs, brata, abundance, vakra means face, abjam, lotus, virajau ambaram, ambaram means he was wearing yellow cloth, which is viraj, spotless, clean. So Bhagavan appeared in that form. So Kardam Muni saw Sri Hari, who is virajam, free of material contamination, in his eternal form, effulgent like the sun, wearing a garland of the white lotus and water lilies. The Lord was clad in spotless yellow silk and his lotus face was fringed with slick dark locks of curly hairs. Alkar, curly hairs. Beautiful description. Now all the descriptions are coming. One more we'll see.
Kiritinam kundalinam shankha chakra gadadharam svetotpalakriranakam manasparsasmitekshanam.
Kiritinam, wearing a crown. Kiritinam. Kundalinam, ring. Nowadays, children are wearing kundal. Lord Hari is also wearing kundalinam. Sankha chakra gadadharam. Sankha, conch, chakra, disc, gada means dharam. Is the four hands. Out of four and three hands, describe sankha chakra and gada dharam. Svet utpal krinakam. In the fourth hand, svet, white. And utpal, utpal means lily. Kridinam, playing. And how were the manasparsa? Manasparsa, when you are seeing that scene, it is touching your heart. Manasparsa. Smite, ikchanam, smite, smiling. Ikchanam, we see. So adorned with a crown and earrings, he held his conch, disc and mace in the three of his hands and a white lily in the fourth hand. He glanced about in a happy, smiling mood whose sight captivates the hearts of all bhaktas. Next we see in the next class. We'll take 5 minutes for aarti and all that. अच्छा कर दे चलो
विन्यस्त चरणं भुजं अंशदेशे गरुत्मतः दृष्ट्वा खेव स्थितं वक्षः श्रियं कौस्तुभकंधरम्
विन्यस्त हैविंग प्लेस्ड विन्यस्त मींस हैविंग प्लेस्ड चरणं भुज चरण अंबज अंबज मींस लोटस चरण लोटस फीट सो लोटस फीट हैविंग प्लेस्ड वेयर Ansadesi, on the shoulder. Shoulder of whom? Gurutmata, of the Garuda. So Garuda is there. So Lord has come on his Bahan, on his vehicle, Garuda. And his 1 foot is on Garuda. Drishtva, having seen, Khe means what? Kha means what? Akas, space. So Lord is not standing on earth. He is in the air. Garuda is there and one leg is on the Garuda. Avasthitam, standing, Vakshasriyam, Vaksham is the chest, Sriyam is the auspicious mark. Kaustav Kandharam, Kaustav Mani, Kandharam means on the neck. On the neck is the Kaustav Mani of the Lord. A golden streak on his chest, the famous Kaustav Mani suspended from his neck. He stood in air with his lotus feet placed on the shoulder of Garuda. The same type of description we find in Veda also. Same thing. The description which you are getting here in Bhagavatam is also in the Veda. The same type of description is there. So Kardam actually saw this form of the Lord.
Purnamudachyate, Purnasya Purnamadaya, Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti, Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha, Hari Om. And let us meditate on this form of Lord for 1 week. Next week we will meet it.